Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. It's free. Everything is there. It's free. Unless you decide to buy one of my books, and we'll ask you to pay for that. That's easy to do. And also, what's the other thing that's easy is to subscribe to our free newsletter, which we have right on the homepage. I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget to check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think, and you can find out how the poll's going so far when you click your answer. Having a great visit with Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly is the name of the book, How to Write and Sell Simple Information for Fun and Profit. Tell us how we can find the book and find you, Bob.
You can get the book in any bookstore at Amazon.com, and you can find me at Bly, B as in boy, L-Y.com.
All right, so that's a website you've had for a long time, isn't it?
Yes. I registered it early.
I bet. Bob, when we went to Bob's helping us understand folks how as the book's title very intuitively says, how to write and sell information on for fun and profit. But primarily, this kind of information we're talking about is basically it only works really well in the digital world, right? This is not something you're likely to print and distribute in small pieces and sell.
We do cover print options and offline, but you're right, it's much more profitable and it's much easier in the digital world.
Well, because people want information, you know, here's what they do, Bob. They say they got this itch that they want to scratch, this pain they need to heal. So they go online, they do a search, they find you, and they think that what you're saying is what they need, and they want that itch scratched right now. They don't want to go shop for it or go have you mail it to them. They want to download it, don't they?
Yeah, if your copy on your website speaking specifically to their problem, and they say, "Oh, that's me," then you have a better chance of making the sale.
But you got to make it easy for them to do it, because especially the higher your price. I know myself, Bob, whenever I bought something online, the more little speed bumps people put in front of me in order to make the transaction, the more I'm likely just to get out and go away and say, you know, I don't need this.
You should use a simple, basic shopping cart that only requires the essential information.
Right. Okay, Bob, when we went to the break, I said something that I want you to talk about. I said there's more than one way to monetize this information. And what I mean by that, folks, is when I say monetize, obviously, I'm talking about getting a financial benefit from the stuff that you produce. And what I've learned over the years, Bob, is that sometimes just making stuff available for free to customers, it can become a monetary advantage for me or you, because it lets them know what my values are, it lets them know what my expertise is, and hopefully it causes them, therefore, to want to do business with me more. So giving it away might not be a bad business model, right?
Right. In fact, I wrote another book on that entire subject of giving away content as a marketing tool called the White Paper Marketing Handbook.
Right.
And basically, it's as you described after we came back from the break. You've got a site with tons of free content. Why are you giving that away? Well, you're helping people, but it's not just for your health. When they're there, they can also subscribe to premium content, or they can buy your paid books.
Right, or find out about our sponsors.
Right, but without that free content, they don't get a chance to sample your wares.
That's
and
right.
They aren't as convinced to buy from you.
Right. So, folks, always think about that. You know, whenever so that's an important pricing strategy decision to make, isn't it, Bob? And so, and you might even have a two-tiered thing, right? You might have, okay, this one's for free. This is to give you a little bit of a taste about what we have available. Oh, you want more? You'd like to know, well, we've worked a lot harder on this other project, so we're going to have to charge you for that. That kind of thing?
The rule of thumb that we use is the free stuff is what to do. The paid stuff is how to do it.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah, and the other thing, back to this thing about giving it away, and people saying, which connects back to me to people saying, well, I'm not much of a writer. This is a lot of trouble. I have to hire somebody to write this. you could do this as infrequently as once a quarter and ship it out to your customers for free. And all that does is help you connect with them. It helps them understand that you're still viable, you still know what's going on, and it gives them confidence in you. And that's what people are looking for, that kind of peace of mind when they do business with people these days, aren't they?
Yes, you absolutely can do it as infrequently as once a quarter, or you can even not keep a regular schedule and just do it sporadically. That's right. Fine.
The most important thing is what we just said, Bob, implies that we know who these people are and how to get to them. That's the big deal, isn't it?
You have to know your audience and have an empathy with them. And it's better in the information business if you are actually one of them, because then you can demonstrate empathy.
Right. And one of the byproducts of this whole thing is, the more you get people looking at your stuff, whether you sell it or give it away, the more you as an expert brand gets out there in the marketplace, and that can't be bad for your market, for your business.
But the stuff you give away has to be of very high quality. Some people say, well, I'll just do a quickie on the freebies, and I'll put all my attention on my paid product.
Yeah.
You actually should almost do it the other way around, because if people look at your free stuff and it's great, they'll say, wow, if this is great, imagine how good this pay stuff is.
Exactly. Yeah, well said. Hey, give us that website again, Bob.
www.bly.com.
Bly.com. I think you can handle that, can't you, folks? And the new book is called How to Write and Sell Simple Information for Fun and Profit. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Let's get you back in real soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
See you later. Bob Bly, folks. That's Robert W. Bly on the books. Quick break. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.